All right, we are now joined by AJ Almendinger, driver of the number 47 Kroger Clickless Chevrolet. If you have a question for AJ, please raise your hand and we will get you a mic. We'll start here with Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Everybody's analyzing you and what it's going to take for you to win this weekend, but you kind of get tired of listening to it and just kind of want to concentrate on what you need to do yourself.
Lee, that's funny. You think I listen to all you guys. In the end, I can just do my best. You know, I've come here and put a lot of pressure on myself, and you know, we all know what the ultimate goal is when we show up here. You know, I think over the past couple of years, it's got a little bit more difficult. I think the field spread out more. You know, we've seen it this year with the three fastest guys are usually the three fastest guys every weekend, and it doesn't matter what track we go to. Unfortunately, they're good everywhere. So, you know, I think there's more of a difference I can make here as a driver, but I don't see why it's not going to be those three again that are going to be the fastest cars, and as a whole, as a series, we got to catch up to them. So I just come here and do my best and try to get everything I can out of it and whatever that holds. You know, I think sometimes people look at it as if we don't win, it's a full disappointment of the weekend. But, you know, we come here and we run top five all weekend and you get a top five finish. I mean, that's still tough to do, and that's still a good day. So, you know, if there's a chance to win, we'll take the chance. And if not, we'll just get the best that we can. And for me, just get everything I can out of the weekend. And if I do that, then I can be satisfied with it.
We'll go next to the gentleman in the front.
Hey, AJ, what exactly did happen at Sonoma, and how long did it take you to get over it?
I'm not over it yet, and it was pretty simple. I missed a shift. That was it. Bad mistake, and something I've never really done before. And it's still on my mind for sure.
Go next to Bob.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. Have you guys changed anything with your shifting mechanism to prevent it, or is it all?
No, that was
on
all
you?
Me. That was it. It was, you know, actually, we have new transmissions this year, and the guys at the shop have done a great job. I mean, they're actually the easiest things I've ever shifted in my life, and it was something where, you know, for the thousandth time that I've shifted like that, nothing that I'd ever really thought of, and probably was a little lackadaisical on just second to third because it's so natural. And our other transmissions kind of actually, because they were tougher to shift, they'd actually reject most of the time. If it went back into first, it'd just pop it into neutral. And that one was smooth and it shoved into first. So, you know, like I said, something that I think about still, something that still annoys me. You know, it's kind of like a bad golf swing, right? You hit 100 great swings, and all of a sudden you hosel one. That one starts sticking in your head about, you know, how did that happen? So make sure it doesn't happen again. And like I said, that was had nothing to do with the team or anything we did. That was all me.
Except in golf, you have a next hole to get over it.
Well, we got next race. We got one here, don't we?
Do you have any other questions for AJ? We'll go here to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple questions. I guess, first off, as you talk about Sonoma, why are you still even thinking about it? I mean, why is that just, you say you're still thinking, but why is that just not in the past to move on if it's such a simple thing?
I mean, because I'm a perfectionist. And, you know, the road course races, I really, truly try to be a perfectionist. And, you know, like I said, it's not gonna bother me here, but I am who I am. It's still in the back of my mind. It still just annoys me. So that's it, just because I was disappointed for the race team that I let them down, and we didn't get a good finish. I don't think we were going to win that race. I don't think it cost us a playoff spot there, but, you know, I thought we were going to at least have a top three, top four finish, and it just annoys me.
And why are you in the Xfinity race this weekend?
Because GMS asked me to be in it, and it's a race at Watkins Glen. I mean, why not? I haven't done an Xfinity race since the two races I did with Team Penske at Road America in Mid-Ohio. And you know, I felt fortunate. They came to me and asked me if I wanted to do this race with them. And said, for sure. I love this place. Any type of race car that you get to be in around here is an awesome thing. It's enjoyable. So They got a great team. They've already got a win this year. You know, for a second year Xfinity team, you know, I think they got a lot of speed in the car. So, more importantly, I thought it was a competitive car that I could go out there and run up front in. So, it was exciting for me. Anytime a race team wants you to drive a race car, you know, especially for me, it means a lot. So, hopefully, we can go there and get some practice in today. And if not, we'll start cold turkey tomorrow and get after it. But, you know, it's cool. And it's cool because for them, they got a new sponsor on the car, Aftershocks, that's never been in the sport. So let's call it what it is. Anytime you're able to bring a new sponsor into the sport. And I feel fortunate that I get to drive them and meet those people for the first time. And hopefully they have a great experience and makes it better for their race team to grow a better relationship and a bigger one. I never sought after it. You know, I mean, for the most part, usually the best cars are either taken by the full-time drivers or the cup guys that are driving for the race team. So, you know, as I said, I've always wanted to be in a competitive car. I'm not just going to go out there to be out there. But I've never sought after it, and you know, they came to me with the opportunity, and I jumped at it, said for sure.
We'll go up front here. And then to Lee and Reed.
Nico Timuri at NBC3 in Syracuse. Just obviously, we know you love the road course, how much fun it is to be at the Glen, and just the atmosphere here as well, how it all comes together for a unique experience for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, what stands out, I mean, it's one of the best natural road courses that we have in the U.S., I think in North America in general. So for that reason, I mean, it's just a fun racetrack. I wish we ran all of it. You know, I wish we ran the boot and everything. That would make it really exciting, and I think it'd separate the field a little bit more. But it's a beautiful place to come to in August, and more importantly, and I've said this over and over again, the crowd that we've gotten the last several years, really every time I've been here, but it really seems like it stood out the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's a packed house. There's not an empty seat. There's not an empty campground, and you feel that atmosphere on Sunday. You walk in and you know, you get up and you start walking around, do your sponsor stuff. I mean, there's people everywhere. And for me, I mean, it pumps me up when you see that big of crowd show up to a racetrack. So for so many reasons, it just makes it fun to be here.
Go next to Lee.
Brad Doherty said the other night on the radio that Marcos always used to run this race because this track feels faster than Sonoma. First of all, do you think that this is going to help you significantly to kind of get that muscle memory going as far as, you know, reminding you of the track? I mean, I know you guys, you know, do simulators and everything else, but how helpful do you think this is going to be for Sunday?
I mean, I don't think it makes a huge deal, but there are stuff that we can possibly try on setup that may help on the cup side of it. But it never hurts to run more laps around a racetrack. And, you know, it'll be the first time I've done a double duty race in 10 years. So that'll be a little bit to get used to running back and forth on Saturday, especially. But it's just racing. I just want to race, especially at a road course. So if there's an opportunity to do it, whether it's going to help me a lot or a little or if any, it's a chance to go out there, run up front, and possibly win a race.
And somebody like you and Cindric that run road courses on a regular basis, do you think that if you guys do run in the rain that it'll help you guys because you're used to having raced in those conditions?
I mean, I've only driven a stock car once in the wet, kind of half wet at practice at Road America. You know, I mean, does it help me a lot? I don't know. But, you know, as I told the guys, they said, what if it rains? I said, we'll be fine.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. At the All-Star race, you were a real factor on an intermediate track. What's your reaction to reports that NASCAR is considering using a variation of that package in a fairly substantial number of races next year?
I hadn't heard that, so I hadn't really thought much about it. You know, I do wish there was probably a little bit more horsepower. That would be the thing that stood out. I know there's a fine line to making sure they're still closer racing. But I wish there was a little bit more horsepower because it did make the passes tougher to complete you know, qualifying is pretty dull, you know, by yourself. But definitely it made the racing a lot more competitive, more than I expected, honestly. It was just a fun, you know, racetracks like that, Charlotte had enough to where the tires went away, where handling was just more, just important enough. And I thought that night we got our car spot on. So a little bit more horsepower would help that. But, yeah, I'm all for trying to make the racing closer. And if it's better for the fans and sponsors and for the sport, that's great. You know, I do think when you add downforce like that, it closes the gap up between all the teams. And right now, you know, we got such a low aero package that, you know, you see Stuart Haas or Gibbs, you know, when they find, call it 30 counts of downforce, it makes a lot bigger deal when you have a lot less downforce compared to when you add more downforce on these race cars. I think it closes the gap up. You know, by itself, it makes it easier to drive. But in the race, you know, people are like, ah, oh, it makes it easier to drive. That was as hard as I could drive, and that was some tough. You know, running wide open around the fence at Charlotte was, it was to every lap I held my breath getting in the corner. But I do think that it just closes the gap up a little bit to making that the aero gains. And, I mean, Kevin still won, so you can't say that it fixed everything. But it does just close the gap up. That's the biggest thing I think it helps with all the race teams is when you add downforce, those little bits of downforce that the bigger teams find aren't as big of a deal.
Do you have any further questions for AJ? Go ahead, Lee.
Sorry, where are you now? You don't come in here much anymore.
Can you give us, like, your final analysis of the Roval and what perhaps we might be able to expect when we go in there? Did NASCAR talk to you after the test there, and were you able to get any feedback?
No, they didn't talk to me about it. It's going to be interesting. It's... You know, the only thing I wish they would maybe think about changing is the chicane on the back straightaway. You know, we enter there at 175, 180, and you're pointed at a tire barrier on the exit, and that's by ourselves. You know, I tried to clip the blue curb to see if I could give myself some more room, and I basically ripped the transmission out of the bottom of the car. So I really do wish that they would just slow the entry down to make us actually make a real chicane to where we go down to second gear and you slow down. Then you could open the exit up however you want, and it doesn't matter. There's no cutting or anything like that. So make the beginning of the corner a lot more important than the exit. But in general, I mean, I think it's track position is going to be critical. It's going to be tough to pass. You know, depending on what tire they bring, I'm not sure that they knew exactly what tire they still wanted to bring. Tires were going to be important because they started to go away pretty quick. But I think in the infield, passing is going to be tough. You're going to see kind of that fine line between bouncing off each other in the infield to make a pass, and you still need the aero, especially if they leave the chicane as fast as it is on the back straightaway. That's going to be critical to making sure you still got all the fenders on the car. So it's going to be a fun race. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'd rather have a race like that and maybe change it up than running the oval for the third time during the year. So. But it's going to be interesting. So I can't tell you if there's going to be a ton of crashes or no crashes, but it's going to be exciting to watch for sure.